It's a fantastic initiative. How did it come about?
A little bit of a long story, Mike, actually. Starting off in the spring, collectively the PGA were looking at a couple of projects for the remainder of the year, and between us we fixed upon a sort of jockey-centric day. We thought, who's the best track to maybe float this at? And we didn't have to think too long and hard. We approached William Darby, and immediately he came back with offering us the Cornwall Nunthorpe Day on Friday, a prestigious part of the Skybet eBall Festival. And after numerous emails and meetings and scratching of head and some thought processes, here we are.
So what is actually involved? I mean, it will be lots of chances to see lots of jockeys. And we've had a lot of fun seeing some of the jockeys in recent days reliving the Nunthorpe.
Yeah.
One or two of us are worried about our jobs after Luke Morris on Marsha.
Absolutely. There's been lots of stuff going on. So social media, you've just alluded to the fact that four former winning Nunthorpe jockeys have commentated on their winning rides, which you can see on social media, and it's been absolutely fantastic. York and ITV have been really behind that initiative, as has Richard Hoyles, who was absolutely superb in helping to set it up. So that's gone extremely well. We've also got tomorrow ITV will be showing recordings of a number of leading jockeys, Holly Doyle, Sean Levy, Ryan Moore, being interviewed by primary school children, which was done here at the Dante meeting. That's gone down extremely well. But probably one of the main issues around tomorrow is that the posterior site, which used to be sponsored by the Stobart Group, and that ceased in 2018. That was all part of an initiative to fund career-ending insurance. That's been blank for 6 years. The posterior site will have the surname of the jockey on the backside, which is first time it's ever happened in UK racing. So we've had permission from the BHA, so that's going to be something fresh and new. And tied in with that, we've got a load of autographs going on. We've got a jockey gym, which is set up by Great British Racing. We've got jockey demo set up by Great British Racing. So plenty going on, along with something that should be pretty fancy just before the Nunthorpe, where there's going to be some visuals with some stats, green screens of the leading riders just before the Nunthorpe. So a lot to take in, Mike.
And the thing is, over the last few years we've had a few of these autograph sessions. It's all part, isn't it, of getting the public closer to the participants.
Yeah, absolutely. And it'll be done just in front of the weighing room steps here. Ryan and William are going to be involved, as is Ashin, Ross O'Ryan, Paul Hannigan as well, as a former professional rider here and a double champion jockey, obviously based in the north. Paul's going to be here as well. So yeah, a lot going on, and I think it's as much about fan engagement at York as anything else. The ITV coverage is very important, but we've got to remember the race fan, and it's something that York do incredibly well, is look after the race goer.
And one last thing, I mean, we all hope it goes well, and I mean, they say the overnight rain will have gone, which is important news. It's going to rain overnight, but by now. If it goes well, will he do it again? Can you see this being the first of a number of?
Yeah, I thought you might ask that question. So it's a good question. But yeah, we've already had an inquiry for later in the year for a big dual purpose track quite away from here, who are very keen to do something later in the year. So a little bit early days yet. We're going to have a board meeting about this in probably about a month's time, where we'll discuss everything good and bad and neutral that's come out today. I would imagine if we tick some boxes tomorrow, then it'll be revisited.
And clearly too, you must be grateful that the fact that you have in the likes of Mark Wand, Holly, and jump-wise, Harry Cobden and Sean Bowen, great people to work with who get the message.
Absolutely. I mean, I must say, for anybody that saw the ITV Champions Full Gallop docuseries, I thought Harry Cobden was magnificent, as was Sean Bowen and Nico, Harry Skelton. I thought the Gavin Sheehan as well, I thought that was fantastic. But yeah, I mean, we've just had done a little press meeting with Holly and Tom, and they were fantastic. Paul Maron has also been particularly supportive. It's about getting the message out there, I think, and I think a number of riders are now understanding that, you know, we've got to engage more with more people and help the sport grow.
Thank you.